I have to descend now because I'm stuck in this windstorm. It's painful because it's clear sky. The summit feels like it's just right there, but we're just getting blown around way too much here. Way too dangerous to risk going all the way up to the top right now. We return back, we regroup, and summon the energy to try again.
You know, I think that there's a feeling in our lives when we are at a certain moment, especially when it's bad, we have this feeling like it's always gonna be that way. Like, that's just the human condition. Like, oh my God, I made a bad investment and I lost all of my money. I'm gonna be broke forever, right? Or I'm burning a fire, I'm bandaged from the waist down, I'm never gonna walk again normally. This is how it's always gonna be. But I choose to look at it a little bit differently, and I certainly learned this over time. I'm big into meditation, and you know, there's a Buddhist, you know, very old Buddhist mantra, which is, you know, commonly used, which is this too shall pass, or this too shall change. Meaning like, we're never in a permanent state. And once you can realize that, you can open up the vastness of possibility. Just like, yeah, in this moment, like this sucks. Or like I said, I lost all my money, or the person I love broke up with me and my heart is broken, or whatever that is. But also leaning into like, this is not a permanent state. So I can build back, I can grow, I can evolve, I can learn from this moment. My name's Colin O'Brady. I'm a 10-time world record holding explorer. I've done things like walked across Antarctica solo and fully human powered. I was the first person to do that in the world. Climbed Mount Everest twice. And standing at the bottom of Mount Everest and you look up at the tallest mountain in the world, and you think to yourself, like, man, like, that's so far. How am I ever going to get there? I don't have them with me right now, but they're in the other room. I have these two small rocks from both times I've summited Mount Everest. I've taken them from the summit, and I carry them. I keep them close to me. For the reason is that it's a reminder that even Mount Everest, the largest mountain in the world, can be broken down to its smallest incremental parts. Mount Everest is actually just a bunch of small rocks stacked on top of each other. You know, many steps leading to the summit. And I think we can apply that in our own lives. These big goals, they seem so big. They seem Mount Everest size. How could I ever get from the first day I opened my business to having, you know, $100 million business? Well, here's what it is. You stack the small rocks day by day by day by day. And before you know it, you have a Mount Everest size. You've achieved the summit of a Mount Everest size goal. It starts with awareness, right? It starts with actually finding a way to sort of listen to your inner voice. For me, that's been through a meditation practice, but that can be through any sort of thing, mindfulness, yoga, meditation, anything where you're kind of just observing your mind. And look, that could be 5 minutes a day. You don't have to become like a monk or something like this, right? Once you can tap into that awareness of self, it's amazing how much less reactive you have to be in certain moments. Like, you can kind of detach yourself and look at yourself almost as a third party, looking in on your own thoughts and going, oh, that's my negative voice. You know, that's my voice that's afraid or full of doubt coming to hang out with me. And I kind of sometimes say, you know, in my darkest moments or in Antarctica or wherever, you know, it's like I'm throwing a party and both my angels and my demons are all invited. They're both, you know, sitting on my shoulders, you know, chirping at me, talking to me. We are the stories that we tell ourselves. If you wake up every single morning and you just tell yourself, like, you know, I suck, I'm never gonna reach that goal, no one's gonna love me, my business is gonna fail, like whatever that is, like that's the most likely outcome. Cause you're gonna be that. I'm the guy who always has bad luck. I'm the person who never succeeds. Like you are actually manifesting or creating that. But guess what? It's not anybody else telling you that. It doesn't matter what anyone else says. You're talking to your own self. Your own consciousness is hearing this. And so you actually have the choice to tune into, once you have this awareness, being like, wait a second, why am I beating up my own self? Like, I'm literally doing this to my own self right now. but I have the power to rewrite the story I tell myself. You don't have control over external things, other people's perceptions, other people's projections, you know, bad luck if you're driving down the road at perfect speed limit and somebody just comes out of nowhere and hits your car. Like you didn't have any control of that. That's bad luck. And you know what? Sometimes you have bad luck. But what you do have complete control over is A, how you react to that, and B, how you speak to yourself. Life is hard enough already. Like life is just hard. Other people are gonna challenge you and beat up on you, whatever. You don't have to pile onto that with your own voice. Oh, I'm so not a runner. Like I could never do that. I'm not a runner. It's like, yeah, if you keep saying that to yourself every single day, like you're not going to be. But like, you might not be in great shape, but you put your running shoes on and you run one block around your block. You might not be an Olympic level runner, but you can say to yourself, I'm a runner. And the next day you run two blocks. Next day you run three. The next day you run, 3 miles, whatever that is. It's like you have the ability to actually say, I'm not this right now, but I can become this. And so it's about rewriting those stories and actually embedding that in your identity. I am a runner. I am the person that's gonna succeed. I am strong. I am capable. Whatever that looks like in that moment, you get to talk to yourself. And I think that that's very powerful. We are constantly growing. We are constantly evolving. We are constantly changing who we are and hopefully for the better. You know, just because you reach the one mountaintop doesn't mean there's not another mountaintop. That said, there's certain things that we look for, like more money, for example, is a common one. Oh, I sold my company, now I better start a company that's even bigger next time than I sold it. And look, I've had some, financial success over the course of my career that I'm very proud of. But the end goal isn't always more and better and harder and can I walk across an even longer or further continent or whatever. It's can I consistently grow and evolve to become a better and better version of myself? And so I like to say we can explore the outer space, the external, so to speak. But I think there's infinite ways to explore and grow internally. And whatever your creative expression is, I like to climb mountains and freeze my ass off walking across continents and things like that. And most people watching that, like, that's not your thing. Totally get it. But there's masterpieces to be continually painted on the canvas of your own choosing, whether that's relationships, entrepreneurship, love, music, art, creativity, like a podcast, whatever it is, it doesn't matter what that medium is. And so to me, that lifelong learner, that continual curiosity is what fuels it, not as the external one-upmanship, because I think that that's a fallacy of a game to be playing over and over again. But I do think we can constantly become better versions of ourselves through curiosity and growth. And I think that's ultimately very valuable. You hang around with 4 millionaires, you're likely to be the fifth. You hang around with 4 broke people, you're likely to be the fifth, And look, it's not about money. That's an oversimplified example. But it's like, surround yourself with the type of people that you yourself want to be. What motivates me? It's a very good question. I've used the word a few times, but I think curiosity is really at the top of the list for me. I guess because it's been the most publicly aware thing I've done, it's, exploration or crossing Antarctica solo. But I've done a lot of different things in my life, from business to Hollywood, to, the family stuff, to relationships, to, all sorts of different mediums. And each one of those, the through line really is curiosity. I'm curious about life. I'm curious about this human experience that we're all having. And I'm curious to have the richest life experience, which is full of it all. So what motivates me and keeps me going is to continually be curious in all the different things that I do to kind of squeeze all the juice out of life, so to speak. can unlock that potential. We can unlock that reservoir of vast potential inside of all of us. And really, the choice is up to us and how we switch our mindset